Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Steve Robertson, jeanspage.com, 247 Sports. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. This interview is brought to you by Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland. Amazing burgers and appetizers and a great selection of cold beer, including Key City Beer from Vicksburg. Steve, you mentioned, all right, so he's going to have to re-recruit some of the roster. Strong rumors that Xavion and Tulu were gone. A hire like this of a young guy, this was 10 days ago, as you know, strong with a young guy who's offensive minded and has all this buzz and energy. Do you think there's a chance that some of the guys that they thought were going to leave, that they actually wanted, could stay?
Well, Tulu said just yesterday on his own social media accounts.
On the Instagram?
Yeah, he said he plans to stay, you know, and we went through that last year too. You know, it's like, I'm going to stay, I'm going to go. So yeah, that's part of the thing you got to figure out. And you know, Xavion Thomas, of course, went in the portal last year. Talk, he may go in again this year. Last night, the discussion was he wasn't going to go in, but you know, you can't assume anything at this point. And you know, it's like, hey, I look at these football highlights on Twitter and I think, man, this is great, but you still have to have a relationship and have a shared vision. And so, they'll do some player interviews and things like that. But at the end of the day, no player, no coach, no administrator, no university president, nobody is bigger than Mississippi State. And that's now Jeff Levy's responsibilities, to be a caretaker of Mississippi State, a good steward of the scholarship dollars and things of that nature, and make sure you have the players that can move this program forward. And so you can't let a player want to go in the portal hold you hostage. You got to do what's best for Mississippi State, no matter who that player is.
Are you hearing any names at quarterback? I mean, he's got to go get one in the portal. He's got to have a playmaker, dual threat that's ready to go day one for them to even think or dream about being competitive in 2024, especially with that schedule. Are you hearing any names that you could share?
Well, you know, the portal actually opens a week from today. Right. I mean, of course, it's open for Mississippi State players now because we've made a coaching change, and anybody else who's had a coaching change, they have that window. Right. Go ahead and get in. So I think our options today may be different than they're going to be a week from now. Right. Ty Simpson, obviously from Alabama, has ties to Mississippi State. That's been in the mix for a while, but he's a guy that may be on the move. And obviously he's got some connections to Mississippi State. But
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB. to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see somebody from Oklahoma come, you know, off that roster. You know, maybe it's a younger guy. You know, we'll see. But a lot of it's just going to depend on what that portal traffic looks like in the beginning. But obviously, there is no question you have to take a portal quarterback. You might need to take two, to be quite honest with you. But you got to continue to kind of work through this thing and see what happens. But in order for this, for next year to be a step up and not just a step forward, you've got to go get somebody in the portal that can be your immediate starter, that has some familiarity with this offense and a skill set that Jeff Levy can work with.
How do you see the defensive coordinator hire going down? That he'll have one in the next 2 to 3 days?
I don't think it's going to take long at all. And that's the thing, too, with coaches being able to hit the road just in a few days. And, you know, he's already had some conversations. It's not like, sure, okay, well, now I've got a job, let me go figure this thing out. I mean, you know, there's probably already been some conversation. And DJ Durkin is an obvious candidate. But, again, I'm told he's going to talk to a couple guys. It may end up being DJ Durkin. It may not be. But obviously those guys spent together some time at Ole Miss, and they have a relationship. But I wouldn't be surprised if he dipped back into the Oklahoma well a little bit, too, on this staff. But I don't think this is something that's going to linger on. I think by the time you and I talk next week, I think the majority of this staff's going to be in place.
Okay, so rank it. Do you have strength and conditioning as the number one hire, or defensive coordinator, or both?
Yeah, I think both of those are extremely important. I think the defensive coordinator hire is the most important hire for an offensive-minded coach, just like an offensive coordinator hire would be for a defensive-minded coach, right? But just beneath that, like a sliver of importance, is strength and conditioning. And that's one of the things – I don't know what happened this year, but I thought in many respects the team kind of took a step back in that. And
that's
not an to denigrate anybody else's work. I mean, the results are the results, right? I mean, it's – that's what we're all judged on. It's not about our intentions. It's about what we do. It's about our production. And so some of the first conversations I had, even in advance of Zach Arnett being terminated, is that, hey, what's going on with strength and conditioning? So people in the industry were already kind of recognizing that. So I would expect a change there. But, you know, we'll see. You may find out that, hey, maybe those guys were hamstrung. I don't know. But I think more times than not that coaches bring in people they're familiar with, that they already have a relationship with when it comes to strength and conditioning.
Mm-hmm. And then if you had to guess portal players to high school graduates over the next few weeks, what do you think that ratio or those numbers look like?
Probably close to 50-50. You know, it appears that the commitment so far, and again, it's all brand new, right? I mean, everybody's locked in because they're caught up in the excitement, right?
Sure.
But once a coach talks to them and works for their evaluation, there may be some guys leave the class, and some of it may not be their choice. You know, I mean, that's just part of the deal. But I think, you know, you've got to flip this roster quickly, right? And so I would say at the very least it's probably going to be 50-50 because you're going to have some scholarship spots open up. You're going to have some guys that leave on their own. There are going to be some other guys you think, you know what, you might have a better opportunity playing somewhere else. And you have those conversations and you're candid with people, and then you kind of figure out what you've got to work with. But, yeah, you're going to have to flip this roster. And, listen, a bunch of high school kids aren't going to make you better next year.
Right.
You've got to go out to the portal, and you've got to have a sense of urgency, and you've got to get some guys who can come in here from day one. And I don't mean just going and getting backups off other programs either. And that's one of those things, too. When a guy's in the portal, I don't care what his high school ranking was. It means absolutely nothing. It's the first thing people talk about. Well, he was a four-star in high school. Yeah, he's been a bench warmer in college. I have no interest in that guy, right? And I think that's where Levy's got to go, is you've got to go get some guys. You know, and Mekhi Polk is the exception to the rule. I think we'd all agree, right? He was underutilized at Cal and then got into a pass-happy scheme here and really used that to, you know, transform his career. But you know, I don't think you can just go get all these cast-offs from other programs and say, okay, well, since they played at Alabama or they played at Georgia, they got to be good players. Because there's a reason they're in the portal in the first place. So you got to go get those guys that are ascending, maybe guys that are coming up from the G5 level that have torn it up and say, hey, I want to go try this thing on the SEC level. Or perhaps somebody, because of a coaching change, leaves a Power 5 program. You got to go get that guy. I can't go get the bench warmer anymore. That's not going to get anything done for me.
All right, we'll leave it there. Steve Robertson, jeanspage.com. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yep.
The Boneyard Podcast. He joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Oh, man, the show is brought to you by Kinetic Staffing. Executive recruiting firm. Number one, Kinetic Staffing. Speaking of recruiting, we're going to do a lot of Kinetic Staffing between now and December 20th. So if you're looking to recruit more talent to your CPA firm, technology company or firm, law firm, business, executive recruiting, kineticstaffing.com, Alan Lang, kineticstaffing.com. Hour number three coming up. Tom Luganbill knows Jeff Levy. He'll join us at 9:30.